Greetings, my friends, and welcome again to another broadcast of The Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today we shall continue our study of the subject, Putting First Things First. One of the sins Jesus condemned was that of hypocrisy. In his great Sermon on the Mount, our Lord said, "Cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Matthew 7:5. Without a doubt, it is more easy to see the fault of others than our own. And the reason for this, oftentimes, is the sin of hypocrisy. In order to avoid this sin, Jesus says we must first give attention to our own lives. This is not an impossibility. Indeed, it is a necessity if we are going to please our Lord. Friend, is it not easy for you to find fault with others? When, if we're honest with ourselves, we must admit that we, too, are guilty. It has been said, when we point an accusing finger at someone else, there are three fingers pointing back at ourselves. Try it, my friend, and you'll see that this is true. In the text, Matthew 7:5, Jesus is not condemning pointing out the wrong in another's life, with such being done in order to help save another soul. What he is condemning is my feeling of self-righteousness, which is often a fruit of hypocrisy. When I haven't made the necessary corrections even in my own life, if I will correct my own life and will thus be in a better position to influence others to correct their lives, then we can be pleasing in the sight of our Lord. In my relationship with other people, I must first look at my own life and make sure that my life reflects what I am trying to get someone else to correct. A constantly critiquing of one's own life will help us avoid the sin of hypocrisy. In the words of the Apostle Paul, as he wrote to the church in Corinth, in 2 Corinthians 13:5, he said, "But examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to do a lot of self-examining in order that we might put first things first and thus be pleasing in the sight of our Lord. But thanks again for listening.